Fan Evening Show right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Jack Hillgrove with you until 10:35. You might not know this Hillgrove, but you definitely know the one on the Fan Hotline right now. Entering his 55th season as the voice of the Panthers basketball program, it's my grandpap, Bill Hillgrove, coming off of the Panthers' lone exhibition matchup against the Pioneers of Point Park, 93-62, the final. Pap, thanks for hanging on and joining us tonight. I certainly appreciate it. We'll talk Pitt-Syracuse in a moment, but for right now, let me know what jumped off the page for you for the Panthers' basketball program in their 30-plus point win over Point Park.
Okay, Jack, you know, let's just take a look at the second-team preseason ACC guy, Ishmael Leggett. 24 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. That's a pretty good night at the office.
It is.
And his defense is just outstanding. I have a chance to kind of pay attention and watch things that I want to watch instead of having to follow the ball. And his footwork on defense is just absolutely almost letter perfect. And that's what really took its toll. Early on, Point Park, I think, was 5 for their first 10 triples, and they tied the game once. But then, when the Panthers' superior height and talent took the game over, they made 2 of their last 12 triples, and that kind of told the story that everybody expected. Panthers out-rebounding the Pioneers by 12, but also the just jumping off the page in his first Pitt appearance was former Florida State great Cameron Corhan. He's a true 5 guy. He's got natural ability for the post play, soft hands. Well, Cameron ended up with 14 points and 11 rebounds. When you have a double-double in your first appearance in a new uniform, you just tip your hat. Jalen Lowe, 22 points. So it's Leggett with 24, Lowe with 22, and the only other guy in Dubs was Corhan. So they just took care of business, and it was great to see some new faces. Damian Dunn, he's a smooth player, transfer from Houston. Brandon Cummings played very well, played 17 minutes plus, and his older brother Nelly was in the audience tonight, and
nice.
I talked to Nelly, and he's playing overseas, and I said, how's it going? He said, well, I was in England, but I'm between teams now, but I'm going to go back. And I said, hey, you're only young once. Enjoy the trip. I enjoyed Papa Amadou Kanté. He had a couple of blocks and did some good things late. And the Graham twins are just they're gritty. They play a lot of defense. Guillermo was only 1 for 6 outside the arc. But, they still give you that length. And getting into the passing lanes and, disrupting what Point Park was trying to do. So, all in all, I think it was a pretty good exhibition game. And now they got to wait. I think Radford plays a game Thursday night when Pitt is playing Syracuse. And so the Radford game, and the season opens for real on November 4th.
Yes, it does. George Michalowski covers Pitt Hoops for Pittsburgh Sports Now, and he had Bub Carrington on his podcast right after Bub got drafted. And one of the things that Bub talked about right away was how deep this Pitt team can be this year, obviously without Bub, who's now in the NBA on to bigger and better things. It sounds like, based off of your quick synopsis there, Pap, that the depth for this Pitt basketball team is really there if everybody can stay healthy.
Exactly. And that depth, it took its toll. I give Kevin Reynolds credit. His Pioneers came in and gave him a battle early on and scared him with a couple of triples. But, when the depth and talent took over, there's not much the Pioneers could do. I really enjoyed watching this team. And, without the headset on, I can hear the Oakland Zoo and some of the comments that they make, and some of them are pretty funny. But I can also pay attention to what Jeff Capel does in terms of coaching, and especially the young players like Cummings and Papa Kanté. He was on them, and you can just see he's building them for the future. And I think that's why a lot of guys want to play for Jeff Capel, because he's going to make them better. And I think I witnessed it a little bit more firsthand tonight because no headset.
Bill Hillgrove, voice of the Panthers, with us on the Fan Hotline. The starting lineup tonight, Pap: Corrin, Leggett, Lowe, Diaz, Graham, Guillermo Diaz, Graham, and Zach Austin. I mean, it is an exhibition game against a team that's, what, Division II, but do you get the sense that maybe that might be the starting five as we get going here into meaningful basketball games, or could there be some shuffling?
Well, I think right now you probably go with those guys, and Damian Dunn ended up playing 20 minutes. So, you know, he had the most minutes coming off the bench. And then Brandon was next with 17. So, you know, they're basically, they're deeper. And you know, last year they kind of had to go with a 7-man rotation. I see this being a 9-man rotation, and I think that augurs well. It's going to be interesting. They've got Radford, and then they got Murray State, and, of course, they've got that Greenbrier trip, which I'll probably miss. I think Jeff Hathorn's going to have to cover that while I get on the charter to go to Louisville. It's a, you know, Friday-Sunday basketball thing, and, of course, the Louisville game's sandwiched in between. So I'll probably be with Pitt, and hopefully that'll be a meaningful game. Like, hey, this Thursday night is meaningful. I think, you know, from now on in, as they get into the meat of the ACC schedule, Pat Narduzzi knows that his guys have to be ready for dogfights.
Yeah, let's get into that football matchup on Thursday night. Knowing you, you're probably pretty darn close to nearing your prep on the Orange, nearing completion. What jumps off to you as far as they go? I mean, I would have to imagine it starts at the quarterback position.
Tom McCord with 19 touchdowns thrown. Their passing attack has been without one of their leading receivers who, for personal reasons, hasn't been around the team. But they still have some receivers who can do some damage. And Gadsden, the hybrid tight end, he really is a wide receiver in a tight end's body. He can be dangerous as well. And LaQuint Allen is a very fine running back. So, you know, they can put up the offense. But what I think jumps off the page with the Orange defensively is that they're one of the leading third down teams in the country, 30%. And so, you know, I think the Panthers are going to have to work to get every point that they earn, and I think it'll be a good game.
We saw, and we've seen a ton out of Eli Holstein, obviously, to start the season, and he has deserved a lot of the praise that he has received. But he's a freshman quarterback, redshirt freshman, coming off of a shaky performance against Cal. And he's got a little bit more time to obviously prepare for Syracuse on this Thursday. Is that kind of the next step, you think, for Holstein as a young quarterback? Because not everybody's not perfect. You're going to play bad games. It was really the first one that he had, and now he's obviously got to bounce back from it. So do you think this is kind of the next step in his development as far as being a pretty darn good Division I quarterback?
No question, and I like the way he handled the post game, and like what he said ever since. He knows that, you know, that bad performance was on him, and I don't see it happening two games in a row. So we'll just have to wait and see. Hey, Cal, despite their record, and they've been kind of snake-bitten, they've got a pretty darn good defensive front, defensive back seven, you know, all the interceptions. They're a pretty good team. It's just that the Panthers were very fortunate to get that high snap, and their field goal kicker kind of knuckled it, and that might have won the game for them, but it didn't happen, and the Panthers are very lucky to have survived that one.
They are, and I think you can take a lot of good stuff out of that Cal game as well, because the defense hung in there, and this defense is getting better. Kyle Lewis, Rasheem Biles, a bunch of dudes flying to the ball, creating turnovers. Are you starting to see the defense starting to become a little bit more dynamic and a little bit more impactful as this season rolls along and they try to get to 7-0?
Yeah, no question about it. 11 tackles and 6 sacks, I think, is a statement. And not a lot of defenses can put those numbers up against a pretty good quarterback in Mendoza. And I think, you know, it started with them being able to corral their running game and then put it all on Mendoza, and eventually that defense got after him. I see much better speed at linebacker, and I think that's one of the keys to this Narduzzi defense.
Bill Hillgrove with us on the Fan Hotline. We'll let you get going, Pap. Hey, before we do, Tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., it seems like Alan Green being introduced as the new director of athletics at the University of Pittsburgh. A couple of questions. Number one, is it fitting into your schedule tomorrow to go down to the press conference, potentially meet him? And number two, what do you make of the decision to bring him over to the University of Pittsburgh as the next AD?
Yes, I will be there. And yes, I have some friends at the University of Tennessee. And everybody has nothing but glowing comments about Alan Green. So I'll be anxious to meet him and just, you know, kind of get a feel for what he's all about. And I think we'll do that tomorrow.
Bill Hillgrove, Pap with us on the Fan Hotline. Pap, thanks for sticking around. I'll let you get on the road back to home. Tell Nani I said hi and I love you, and I love you both. And we'll talk to you soon. I'll see you Thursday. I'm going to the game, so I'll talk to you then. Cool.
All right. Love you, Jack, and keep up the good work.
I'm gonna do my best. Oh, Nani's there. Love you guys.
All right. You take care.
All right, guys. Take care.